Hey everybody, welcome back to Among Us MC. Today we're talking about something that I think is so important. Like, this idea has been bothering me. Ever since I saw this post on Instagram where people were directly translating words like Deutsche, and translating it to, you know, Germany, or translating it to witch, or translating all these different words to things that they weren't exactly meant for, was upsetting to me. So I wanted to make sure that people got the idea down in their heads that you should not, if possible, directly translate things in Japanese. Japanese is a very unique language. It evolves and changes and has a lot of different things that have caused the language to be something else that it wasn't 10 years ago, which is why I have a big thing against textbooks. You know, I want the textbooks that we have nowadays to be an accurate representation of what we currently have. So what I have found in my study of the language is, how should I put it? The best way to translate this language, the best way to translate Japanese or to use Japanese is to use it in context. So there's a great website called Tatoeba. Tatoeba means example. And the way Tatoeba is used is to say, for example, it's like Tatoeba. But this website, Tatoeba, is awesome because what it does overall is it gives you example sentences for almost any word that you could want. So you can type in the word fungiri. Fungiri means a leap of faith in Japanese. So if I say fungiri, you need to know the verb that happens with that. Can you just say fungiri suru? Fungiri wo yaru? Is it fungiri tobu? Fungiri toru? There's a number of different ways that you could see this being translated. So we try to make sure that we're using the correct word in context. So that's really important, again, in context, making it be something that a native speaker would be comfortable using. So that idea in mind, when you use a word, try to make sure you read an example sentence with it that would help you be able to say it out loud, okay? Whether you're speaking with a native speaker and asking how they would do it, or whatever it is, make sure that it's an appropriate usage of that word. Now, if you don't find it something, for example, on Tatoeba, you may find thing on a number of other websites. I can go ahead and list off a couple of things. Places like Tofugu is a great resource for people to be able to find Japanese tools. I personally use Tofugu all the time for just a whole bunch of fun things. There's that. You can also use, I'm trying to think of another really good one. There's Nihongo Dera has a lot of tools for beginning learners that I find are really awesome. So if you like, Nihongo Dera is a great tool as well. It changes things from hiragana, katakana, and back and forth for you. So if you have some problems with that, you can kind of do it that way. And it really plays the gamut. So find tools that learn for you. There's a Japanese test for you, or something along those lines. Japanese for you. Another great resource for preparing for the JLPT. Just simply try to find things that encircle you and move you forward in speaking Japanese instead of that hinder you. Okay. With that though, I will sign off. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you joining in with me today. I will see you tomorrow. And remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to learn Japanese. So you actually have to go and make those mistakes. And those mistakes count in finding tools. Whether you are trying to find the tool to search something, or whether you're trying to find the tool to improve something, finding the correct tool will be a great benefit to you. So I hope these tools will be helpful to you. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Until then, Johnny.